HarperCollins presents This Book Could Save Your Life, Breaking the Silence Around the Mental Health Emergency, written and read by Ben West. To my brother, Sam, I miss you. I still haven't stopped, and I'm still trying. A note from Ben. Thank you so much for picking up this book. Any friend of mine will tell you that the fact that I've even written one is more than a little surprising. To say that I was the least likely one of us to become an author is an understatement. At primary school, I was told by my teacher not to bother sitting my English exams because it would be demoralising for me. Turns out it was more demoralising to be told it would be demoralising. Go figure. Before you sigh and put it back on the shelf, though, I've got a brilliant editor who's been fab and has assured me that despite my lack of qualifications, it does actually make sense. Phew. But previous to this, I've always struggled with words, finding the right ones, and getting them on paper in a way that made sense. Then, in January 2018, something happened that suddenly forced me to find the words, come what may, the suicide of my younger brother, Sam. Sam took his own life, aged 15, 5 months after being diagnosed with clinical depression. This book details my personal journey in dealing with the shock, grief, and realization that Sam's death, like many other deaths caused by mental illness, could possibly have been avoided. Had Sam received the support he needed, and if we all talked about mental health in a different way, perhaps there would be no need for this book. Damn, how I wish that were the case. Before we dive fully into that, though, it's time for a proper introduction. Hello, my name is Ben West. I'm 22 years old. You might know me from Instagram, where I split my time between breaking down stigmas, campaigning for change, and responding to many of my followers' horrifically detailed confessions while dressed in a priest outfit. Or perhaps you recognise me from the time I closed the 2019 ITV election debate by asking the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, and the leader of the opposition at the time, Jeremy Corbyn, the question that was on everyone's lips, what would you buy each other for Christmas? Alternatively, maybe you haven't the faintest idea who I am, but were drawn to the title of this book because mental health is something you or someone you know is struggling with. Whatever brought you here, welcome. I really appreciate you being interested in my story, and I hope you find it useful. People often say to me, wow, you've been so unlucky, which simply isn't true. I've actually been nothing but lucky. I'm lucky because on the 21st of January 2018, two very different situations were playing out in my house. I was lying on my bed, listening to music, and my brother was lying on his floor, taking his own life. I'm lucky because I've seen how easy it would have been for me to have been in his place. I'm lucky that I haven't had to face the darkness that comes with depression and mental illness. I'm lucky that I don't have to gamble my life on an under-resourced and failing NHS support system. I'm lucky that my parents' financial situation doesn't determine whether I live or die. And I'm lucky that my postcode doesn't change the quality of care I have access to. Sam's death has forced me to recognise and acknowledge this luck, and I'm livid about it. It's what drove me to become a mental health campaigner and to write this book, because the suggestion that any of this is down to luck is bullshit. Nothing will ever change if we sit down and stay quiet. We must stand up and speak out. We must find the words, regardless of the challenges or the barriers. The words in this book are a plea for change. I want to help change how helpless you feel if you're struggling right now, or if you know someone who is. I want to change how we speak about mental health and suicide, and I want to change governmental policy. It's not okay anymore for people to wander about, blissfully unaware that this other deadly pandemic is going on. It is going on, and it's about time we fucking did something about it. I'll consider this book to have done its job if it makes you feel sad but supported, seen and less alone, inspired and motivated, overwhelmed but aware. We all have a responsibility to speak up when we see suffering and injustice, and when we're in a position to help others. We must find the words, and these are mine. Introduction. How are you? Fine? That's great. How about happy, though? Would you describe yourself as happy? Content? Pretty zen? Ticking along? Or are you, if you're really being honest, none of those things? I believe the most important commodity in life is happiness, the ability to feel joy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?